I'd like to think of Rahab's house as the presence of God. The whole city was in fear. In Joshua 2:11, it's in our Sunday school lesson, it says, their hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man. I listened to some tapes on fear a little while back while I had my back surgery, and something that really stood out as I listened to that. It's okay to feel fear. It's what we do with it. Right now, it may not look like it, but my knees are kind of shaking together because I'm in front of everybody. But I chose to overcome that, to face that fear and to come up anyhow. But it's okay to tremble and to be afraid. And fear has a lot of different faces. There's fear of acceptance. Mark mentioned the fear of the future, fear of man, and the fear of circumstances. We face a lot of fears. God uses fear. I mean, Satan uses fear like God uses faith. Just think of that in your life as you face those fears. Satan uses fears to keep us back. And God moves us forward as we reach out in faith, as we walk in faith. Not everybody here has experienced going along on a ski slope, but I have. And the first times, especially the first times, the slopes are rated different. There's like a black diamond is a pretty steep one. If you come up to the edge of a black diamond slope, you can't see the trail. You can't see where it goes. All you see is just the edge. When you come up to the edge, it's either you go down or you turn quickly back. And you know, somewhere, you know that there's a lodge down there. And it's a little bit like faith. You know, God has a home for us, and he's leading us by faith. We can't see it. We know it's there. Think about the fear that those men, especially, I was thinking of the men, but also the women, were facing in Rahab's house. The city was in fear. They chose to have faith. I could just hear Rahab go out there, come into my house. The God of Israel is going to save us. They came in there, and the spies specifically told her that they would be safe in the house. If they're out in the street and the Israel army comes, the blood is not going to be required of them. They were told to stay in the house. You think, what do you think they were doing in the house? What do you think? They had a family meeting there at Rahab's house, and the soldiers were marching out around the city. The whole city was in fear, but they were in Rahab's house. What were they doing? I don't know. The Bible doesn't really say, but I'd like to think that they were probably praying and getting to know the God of Israel. They were saved. It doesn't really say what happened there, but I don't know. I just see the walls all falling down and Rahab's house standing there. And the cord was still there, so maybe the men that Joshua sent in crawled back up the cord, but just before the city was burnt, they brought him out safe. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your care of our lives. Thank you for giving us faith that we can believe in almighty, awesome God, all-powerful God that can deliver us. Thank you, Father, for this day. Pray that you might be with the Sunday school teachers. Help us, God, to go home from this place receiving something that would change our lives and that would help us in our walk of faith. Help us to let behind fear that we face every day, God. Help us to let those fears behind. Put our hand in yours to trust you and to let you lead us forward. In Jesus' name, amen.